distinction. At this time, I would like to have all students of high distinction come forward and receive their awards. I would also like to have our senior STEM instructors join me on the stage for the award presentation.
Overall project, 40% for overall presentation, and 10% for the overall portfolio. Please come forward to receive your award and please hold the applause until the end.
Gloria Barbosa, who did a project on social work training. Emily DeVetter, who obtained her CNA license. Brenna Essay, for organizing and running Blackout Cancer Night fundraiser. Mariel Faber, job shadowing a preschool teacher and planning and teaching lessons.
Acacia Bolin, obtaining a CNA license. Isaac Green, restoring and rebuilding a year plan. Natalie Robinson, observing and practicing women's health and pediatric care. And Madeline Stindle, using a CNC cutter to make fire rings.
McKenna Frierson, completing Fire Explorer program and an EMT course. Anthony Gonzalez, after completing Army National Guard training. Megan Justice, birth, break, and train a foal. Tristan Lundy, completing ground school for a pilot's license. Great job, class of 2021. You should not only be proud of the work that you've done for your senior project, but all the work that you've put forth at Triton High School. Let's give them a round of applause. At this time, it is my honor and pleasure to welcome our first student speaker, Ms. Mariel Faber.
Our whole childhood
We have been told that high school would be amazing. Movies taught us that you wear pink on Wednesdays, any sports team can win the championship, musical theater kids randomly break out into song, or that detentions are held on the weekend and you become friends with the people there. Although we discovered that high school is nothing like the movies, we can take away one thing. With the help of family, friends, and teachers, anything is possible. You might not win the championship, but you can win a game. Theater kids can break out in song, but in the school musical. And although we are all very different, we can come together in tough situations. Let's be honest, this last year could have been a movie. COVID separated us and took many senior seasons of sports away, took away clubs and opportunities, made it harder to learn, and the list goes on. Throughout all this, class of 2021 has been the underdog. We were told that we needed to deal with it and that we should be grateful for what we have. Don't get me wrong, I am so thankful for the Triton staff and faculty for trying to give us a normal year. But we deserve our senior year. Our class lost so much and we are entitled to grieve our loss of a very influential time in our lives. We missed out on connecting with our classmates all year. Half the time we had to see them through a computer screen or only see half of them actually in class. Although we lost all this, I do believe that it made our class that much stronger. Like the underdog who rose to the occasion, we fought our way through the troubling times, and now we are here. We won the battle of senior year and made it to graduation. COVID does not define our high school experience. It is one event in a long line of ups and downs. I like to look at it as an event that showed everyone just how strong, determined, and mature our class is. We didn't sit and pout about how tough life was. We went out and charted our own paths. We worked hard to get what we wanted, and I'm grateful to be part of such an amazing class. I'd like to end my speech with a quote from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. Thank you, and congratulations to the class of 2021.
Just do it, whatever.
But really, think about it. Do what makes your hands sweaty and your heart beat a mile a minute. Do those things that turn you into a nervous purse. Put yourself out there. Take those risks. Challenge yourself. Seek to achieve what may seem unattainable at the time. Do this, and do it now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for someone to help you through it. And certainly don't wait for a better time. Because there will never be a better time than the time we have right now. Now is the time to do that thing that scares you. It can be as simple as trying out a new diet, maybe even trying out a new sport. As long as it scares you, that's all that matters. We just learned not that long ago how short life can be, and how quickly it can take from you. So we really need to take advantage of every second we have. So you will never truly get a better time to do it than the time we have now. I'd like to end my time up here today with the thought of being uncomfortable. I want you guys to make being outside your comfort zone your new comfort zone. Step outside your bubble. Put yourself out there. Take the risks. Risk it for the biscuit, guys. Challenge yourself. Certainly, don't be afraid to fail. I've failed many times in my life, but I've also succeeded many more times because I failed. It's a good thing to fail, because failure yields success. It might not feel good at first, but it will once you see what's worth it. Thank you for listening.
We bought identical canvases in blue and purple and white. us had a unique painting. Friends, if you have many opportunities in life, you may have similar resources, talents, or the painting materials as another person, but you will always be unique in the world. My guarantee for you is that you have the opportunity to be different. Use that to your advantage and be proud of your individuality. Paint your own future, and don't be afraid that it looks different than someone else's. While I was brainstorming about the future, I thought about the past. For a majority of our lives, we were bombarded with the question, what are your future plans? Of course, we all answered with a variety of jobs that we were interested in. And in Wyatt Haugen's case, he wanted to be Bob the Builder at 8th grade graduation. But the reality of it is that our future is not just a career. We are not defined by a singular title. We are not just a student. We are not just a brother or sister or child or parent. We are not just the average of our successes and failures. We are comprehensive individuals full of relationships and experiences and fears and dreams. So the next time that someone asks you about your future plans, don't just answer with your job or college. Answer with what you hope to achieve in life. I hope that you can all say that you hope to serve your communities, share your gifts, and be a safe place for all. Your future plans can change, but wherever you go and whatever you do, remember that you have so much in store. You can always rely on change, love, and individuality. And I hope that each of the following years holds success, progress, and happiness for every single one of you. Thank you, and congrats to the class.
Board of Education and Chair of the Board, I present to you the class of 2021. These students have completed all of the requirements for graduation or certificates of attendance as set forth by the state, the Minnesota Department of Education, and our school board. We ask that you please hold your applause until all the graduates' names have been read. We thank you for your cooperation and courtesy. At this time, will the class of 2021 please come forward as your name is read and receive your diploma?
Nicholas David Addison. Austin Aaron Amiot. Christopher Gary Andry. Taylor Michael Ashley. Barbosa. Mason Henry Barber. Elise Lee Bester. Savannah Ruth Bloomquist. Wyatt Dean Carman. David James Chilson. Joseph Massey. Shane Joseph Crofton. Noah Daniel Zelaski. Emily Rose DeVetter. Colby Lucas Dobbs. Dagan Everett Dostal. Samuel Ifarin Duarte.
Christopher Hanson. Wyatt James Howell. Katrina Joel Heineman. Carter Wayne Helloway. Teresa Rose Puerta. Elijah Tyrell Hunter. Chloe Jane Jensen. McKenna Josie Jensen. Johnson.
Trinity K. Johnson Anderson. Megan Anna Justice. Isaac David Kenworthy.
Clemenson. Alex Randy Krupker. Jacob Riley Larson, who could not be here today. Austin Lee Lenz. Tyler Thomas McHugh. Tristan Wilnar Lundy. Tanner Lee Marquette. Calista Danielle Martinez. Zilali Martinez. Ramon Enrique Medina. Nathan Burl Myers. Marcasia Rayanne Molinar. Hunter Donald Moen. Abraham Allen Meyer. Brooklyn Alexis Nauman. Jasmine Nicole Nystel. Diego Pena. Rose Thompson. Haven Benjamin John Quimby. Destiny Ann Ramirez. Isaac Richard Graham. Jackson James Sackett. Jersey Bryn Sackett. Madison Elise Skinnegoy. Brecken Jarvis Schlichty. Hunter Matthew Shadow. Ian Joseph Short. Hannah Rose
Stark. Chloe K. Staub. Sean Eric Strong. Madeline K. Stindle. Evan Thomas Tack. Jasmine Rose Willette. Today, we would also like to honor Jalen Maui and her family. Her brothers Trey and Brady will be receiving her diploma today in her honor.
Graduating class of 2021.